When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 102, featuring Ryan Nicodemus of TheMinimalist.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, old friends. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. This is Justin Mollick, back again for the special 100th episode week-long celebration, where amazing authors have decided to support this podcast and read their own posts to you. And today is an encore of Minimalist Monday. And this time we're hearing from Ryan Nicodemus of The Minimalists, which is amazing. Yesterday, Joshua read his own post, and this time Ryan's reading one that he and Joshua both wrote. And I'm sure it would have been awkward to have them both read it, so Ryan's got it covered. Now, I've already gushed in yesterday's episode about how thankful I am for Joshua and Ryan letting me read their content in the first place, let alone going out of their way to support this podcast by reading it themselves. So if you hear this, Ryan, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's so cool that you did this despite having so many things going on in your own life. And I did a lot of thinking in yesterday's episode, so I'll leave it at that. I just wanted to make sure you know how much I and all the listeners hearing this appreciate your work. I also mentioned yesterday that The Minimalists have a film coming out in May, so you should visit minimalismfilm.com to check that out. And I just might see you in the theater. It's going to be awesome. And real quick, I didn't mention anything about my own cause yesterday, so I'm going to mention it here now, since this will be a shorter episode. If you'd like to show your support, there are a couple of things you can do. The first is to become a patron of the show, and you can contribute any amount you like over at oldpodcast.com. And that goes towards paying the bills associated with hosting the podcast MP3s, but also the website and the mailing list, and then trying to cover my own living expenses on top of that. But if you're not in the position to do that, I totally understand. And a really nice way you can support this mission for free is to simply join my weekly newsletter. And that's a great way to show that you like what you're hearing. Again, you can do that at oldpodcast.com. Or another very fast way is to simply text the word optimal to the number 44222 and you'll be in. Plus, you'll be entered to win the book Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life by this very Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Fields Milburn, because I give away a copy on the first of every month to a random email subscriber. So that's just a little bonus for you. All right, let's hear directly from Ryan and start optimizing your life.
This essay is called Adequate, written by Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus, otherwise known as The Minimalists. This is read by me, Ryan Nicodemus. You are inadequate. At least, that's what advertisers would like you to believe. You bear witness to proof of your inadequacy every day. You see it on your TV, hear it on your radio, stare back at it on your computer screen and on highway billboards. There are plenty of messages all around you to reinforce your utter inadequacy. If you're a male, well, you're not a real man unless you drink this brand of beer and eat this particular cut of meat and drive this brand of sport utility vehicle. And if you're a female, well, you're not a real woman unless you squeeze into this size dress and don this shiny piece of jewelry and tote this purse with all the ostentatious C's or LVs on its leather exterior. Then, and only then, will you feel adequate. Or so they'd have you believe. But when you obtain these things, what happens? Do you feel long-term adequacy? No, of course not. Your thirst for overindulgent consumption isn't quenched when you obtain more material possessions. It's just the opposite. Your desire to consume increases. You've set the bar higher, and thus the threshold for future satisfaction is higher. It's a vicious cycle. Consumption is an unquenchable thirst. And we create that thirst. We manufacture the desire to consume more. Advertisers play their role. Sure, they help activate the desire we create. But ultimately, the desire is ours to control. And once we realize we have control, we can break the cycle. We can avoid the continuous downward spiral. We must realize the things we purchase do not define who we are, unless we allow them to. If we are defined by our things, we will never be happy. But if we are defined by our actions, then we'll have the opportunity to feel fulfilled by our everyday growth. We'll have the opportunity to feel satisfied with our everyday contribution to others. And we'll have the opportunity to be content every day of our lives. The stuff doesn't make you happy. You make you happy.
You just listened to the post titled Adequate by Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. Again, it's so awesome to hear authors read their own content, and Ryan definitely made that episode fun with his charisma. I thoroughly enjoyed that, so thank you again, Ryan. It's been awesome reading and promoting your work, and I'll see you in May. And for the listener, you too can see their film in May. Just visit minimalismfilm.com for more info and to also get a glimpse of the trailer. One last time, you can show your support for this advertisement-free podcast by becoming a patron of the show. Or if you're not in a position to do it financially, you can join my weekly newsletter and get free stuff in the process. Just visit oldpodcast.com to do those things, or text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222 to join my list and be entered to win the Minimalist book, Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life, every month for as long as I can keep the show running. And that is it for today. A nice short episode for you. And the celebration continues tomorrow with another guest reader. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.